What's the last comic book movie you saw?
The last comic book movie I saw. Well, I watched Star Wars, the Star Wars prequels last night. That's not an answer to your question, but it is what I watched last night.
All three? You watched all three?
I watched them in a movie marathon over the course of 2 days, yeah.
Are you feeling okay? Were you sick when you made that decision?
What's going on? No, I really liked them.
Oh, are the prequels your, because everybody's got their era of Star Wars. For some, it's the original trilogy. For some, it's the prequel trilogy. And now there's the sequel trilogy that is universally loved.
So I don't think anything about this has to do with like me having like a affinity for it from when I was a kid. I've never seen them before.
You never saw the prequels?
No, I never saw the prequels.
Before.
Well, it's one of those things where, you know how certain things in culture, they're so ever-present that you kind of know everything in them, even though you've never seen them?
Yes, like the Bible for me.
Yeah, for you.
Never seen the Bible.
I cannot wait for the adaptation. I hear they're doing it in two movies.
Wow, it feels like they're going to have to cram a lot in.
Yeah, Old Testament's one.
Oh, wow. Daniel Radcliffe is playing Jesus.
Yeah, which is crazy because, anyway. Love the Bible, big fan. No, I liked the prequels. They were good.
Wow. Okay, so highly controversial topic there, saying that the prequels are good. Now, not as hot of a take since the prequel trilogy came out.
Yes, and now there's the new sequels in the Skywalker.
Excuse me, yeah, since the sequel trilogy came out. Yes, the whole Skywalker saga. I have to ask you, what did you like about the prequels?
I liked the political quality of them.
Wow.
I liked that it was, is this, you're staring in camera as if I've said something really crazy. No one liked the politics of them. Let's say this. I didn't think that was like the most interesting part of the movies, but as a whole, I liked that it was like, oh yeah, how do you get to an empire through like a rising military complex? How would an emperor maneuver himself into these things? I liked that part. And I really thought once you take Anakin just as a character and decide to just go in on that character, then you can have fun with it. It's like, once I decided, okay, this dude's just intense. Like, that's part of who he is. This character is intense. As long as I accept that as the truth and I'm not like the whole time being like, wow, this is terrible, then I can enjoy it and actually really like it.
Right.
Yeah.
What was your favorite of the three prequels?
Probably the third.
Yeah,
because it felt like things were finally happening. But I liked the pod racing in the first one.
That was fun.
Yeah, and the first one, just the first 30 minutes are crazy.
Yeah.
We're watching these two Jedi, go to a place, talk about trade.
Yeah, trade routes and whatnot.
And then they go underwater and meet Jar Jar Binks, the least...
He's great. Your personal favorite character of the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, and but what I particularly liked about Jar Jar is how he's not has not a stand-in for any bad stereotypes.
No, not at all. A completely unique creation.
Yeah. Jar Jar Binks, literally, I was watching it. Because remember, I haven't seen these. I knew Jar Jar was offensive, but I didn't know why.
Yeah.
And I was just watching it, and I just slowly was like,
yeah.
Like, open mouth, I cannot believe this. This is crazy.
I mean, to be fair, there's a lot of great things about Jar Jar.
Yeah?
Ahmed Best is the actor who portrayed Jar Jar.
Yeah, you want to tell me cool?
Oh! Yeah. In defense of the prequel series,
of the Star Wars prequel series and Jar Jar Binks.
Yo, a lot of people think Jar Jar stinks, but I'm here to defend Jar Jar Binks. Shit, that'll make you Jar Jar think.
Yeah, Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks. Here's the test. He was played by an actor named Ahmed Best. I got to meet him, really super chill guy. He was the first character fully CGI.
Fully CGI, but you would never know, no. He's so cool, Jar Jar is my main bro, bro. He's the best, always eating on a hoe.
Ho?
Walk up in the room, I'm like, Jar Jar, go, go.
Star Wars prequel series, so worth the hype. Full of amazing racial stereotypes. Of course the Jamaican, but there's more to be. The guy who had wings like a bumblebee.
Yeah, I like his floppy ears, I like his tiny beard, I like his big eyes and his way of talking weird.
The way he ate all that watermelon, the way he took really long naps.
Jaja Misa fan of you.
Jaja Misa fan of you.
I love all the things you do, Jar Jar. You're the best, you're the best.
I like how he would fall and stumble in the room. I like the way he was a real big coon. I like the way Jar Jar would speak. Misa fan of you, Misa, Misa gonna drink.
Jar Jar Binks. He doesn't
Jar Jar stink. Nah.
He's gonna make you
Jar Jar think, yeah.
But he's got you on the Jar Jar brink.
Oh, I better stop, oh. Let's take a verse and explain the character Watto. That guy who was in charge of the pod racing. Kinda spoke like an old Jewish guy.
Yeah, I loved Watto. I loved all the Jewish stereotypes. Yeah. I liked how he bargained for money. That was what I liked. I liked how he was gambling with funds. I liked how he acted like he was the only one.
When it comes to Watto, he loves his slaves. When it comes to Watto, he loves to get paid.
Watto, Watto, holding slaves, making bank. He's the kind of guy that makes you really up the crank on the Jewish stereotypes. Jewish stereotypes. All those Watto Jewish stereotypes. Like that big money. Yeah, I suppose can't have Watto unless he's got a real big nose.
Big nose.
Big nose. You know Watto. You know Watto. Jar Jar. Together they bros.
Pod racing. Really gets my heart racing. Pod racing.
Controlling central banks and pod racing. Thank you, George Lucas.
Yeah. It's all about poetry. It comes and goes in rhyme.
Ultimately, I wanted a sort of space age saga, a space epic that included as many insane racial and ethnic stereotypes as possible.
Something that really reflects the real world.
I almost forgot about Watto.
Yeah,
I remember while watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 5 minutes in, I was like, something bothers me about Watto, and then I think he said I like money. Yeah. He said something crazy.
I think that he does. There's also the guy, man, forget the race of the aliens. I was trying to think of it for the song.
Oh, the Trade Federation.
The Trade Federation.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I don't want to touch that accent either, no. But it's a little, it's like, at eight, for those of you who aren't familiar, and those of you who are know exactly what we're talking about. It's kind of like an Asian.
It's a white guy doing a fake Asian accent.
Like, what's his name from Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yes. Andy Rooney?
Andy Rooney in Breakfast at Tiffany's. Oh, Mickey Rooney. Mickey Rooney. Andy Rooney's the old guy. He's like, you know what really grinds my gears? That's Andy Rooney. Mickey Rooney has like the fake teeth and the very harsh accent. Yeah, those. And even, I don't know if that was on purpose, but like the Trade Federation. Are like their faces
they're
are like, puppets and
like
the mouths.
Offensive way they
move. Their mouths don't even move with the words that they're saying. Like it's a weird bad dub.
Yeah.
But that's your favorite series. That's what I heard.
And that's my favorite movie, and that's why. I love it for the racial stereotypes.
That's so funny. Because you know what? Like, yeah, the in nerd culture, which I think I've got, I mean, not like a math or specifically science or any like actual like arithmetic, any real world math. What am I saying? Real world nerddom is what I'm saying. In the Star Wars nerddom, the prequel series are now gaining more traction and popularity.
As new generations find them.
Yes.
Because when they came out, they were pretty panned.
So panned. And I remember I was heavily disappointed by the first movie. I saw it in like 1999. I was like 10 years old. And I went with my dad super hyped because they re-released very cleverly on George Lucas's part or Lucasfilm, whoever made this decision, to re-release the original series
whoa, you know, the original trilogy. And I was like, this is amazing. Got me so hyped for the new movies.
Yeah.
And was very confused and very bored as a kid. As a 10-year-old, I wasn't so into trade routes and the Trade Federation and the slow rise to power of, like,
it's
evil forces.
It's true. As an action movie, it does have a lot of, like, if Senator Amidala was to propose a vote of no confidence. And meanwhile, 10-year-olds are like, when are they going to use the fighty sticks?
Yes, I wanted to see those fighty sticks.
Yeah.
To be fair, oh my gosh, Darth Maul didn't have the biggest part, but really spoke to the 9-year-old in me or the 10-year-old in me.
With the, I like that they were expanding the lightsaber rules in the first, in the prequels. But it is funny because then it means in the later ones, they're like less cool. Like the implication is like they got worse at tech. And but of course, doesn't really matter. The CGI was really good too. I was really impressed
for the time. I mean, it was some I mean, Jar Jar was legitimately the first CGI, fully CGI character in a movie,
and you could tell.
And that's that sounded like a little bit of shade, but yeah, it was a big deal at the time. I remember thinking, whoa, that's so cool. You know, that's ILM, arguably still the best in the business in terms of visual effects.
And I'm watching their doc right now.
They were the top of the game. Which one?
The ILM doc on Disney.
Oh, yeah. That's spectacular.
So cool. So much to learn. So interesting, but also very interesting because it's like, when they started, it's just like, hey, you just graduated from USC and you kind of want to work on special effects? Come have a career.
Yeah.
And it's like 84, and now all these people are like millionaires, presumably, because
they just
like got in on the front of a wave.
Yeah,
but
man.
It's like, I don't know, I guess now if you want that, you go intern for 6 years, and I don't know. Maybe
there's no equivalent now, I don't think.
No, they're not really. Because what industries do we have like starting now? I guess AI. I don't think, I feel like, I don't know, it's rare for there to be like a new industry that you can like hop into, at least in the creative arts.
Yeah, that is tough. I don't even know. I mean, everything is so different. And a lot of those ILM guys had to create that stuff from the ground up.
It's pretty cool.
Like the dude, oh man, I'm forgetting his name, but the guy who he and his brother created Photoshop. Did you get to that part yet? Like what?
I know. And they also like, in that studio, they offshot Pixar.
Crazy
to see how much of an effect
ILM
had.
Amazing stuff. I mean, that made... I'm just a fraction older than you, and that really made my childhood ILM, like between Star Wars and Terminator 2 and Jurassic Park and all the Pixar stuff. Like, I remember loving Toy Story just because of the textures that they would have on the toys. It felt so real to me as someone who was quite frequently playing with toys at the time, and who am I kidding now as well. They got like the little fringe of plastic on the army men, just like where they came out of the mold. I remember thinking that, not the mold part, but just that little bit of plastic on the army men and being like, that's how it really looks. I was just like, I was blown away by the CGI at the time.
Yeah.
A little sad that it killed 2D animation, but... What can you
do? It's coming back. No, it's not.
I'm like, where?
Yeah, nowhere.
Where is it? I'm looking for it.
It's gone. It's gone. But yeah, I agree with you. So yeah, really cool doc. But it's, your original question was, was what was the last comic book movie I saw?
Last and... comic book movie. Superhero movie, comic book movie.
Oh, Lord.
Lord?
Yeah. Lord the artist.
Lord's
I've
comic
never book. Seen diamonds in the flesh. No, what did I see? I can only think of movies I just saw, which I saw Sing Sing starring.
Oh, that's like the opposite of a comic book movie.
I know,
movie.
It's an extremely sad drama.
Let me get this straight about that movie. I don't know much.
Yeah.
I know Coleman Domingo.
Yeah.
Criminals being reformed through the power of the arts. Is that
sort
what it
of,
is?
It's not really about reforming them. It's just about a program that allows prisoners to do theater in prison.
Gotcha.
And it's about them using that as a tool to process and work through really hard feelings about being incarcerated.
What are they performing? Are they performing like a versions of the crimes they committed, or like what?
No, it's not like that. that other really heavy doc, the one about the priests, where they like use theater to like work through like things that happened to them as kids.
Oh wow,
that's another film that's really great and also really heavy. But no, this one is just, they're doing like, I think they did Hamlet,
oh,
and
okay.
then they
so
do
Shakespeare.
A comedy.
Shakespeare. Okay.
Yeah, so like they're Yeah, the theater is sort of the backdrop for the relationship between two prisoners, who one who's trying to help the other sort of out of his shell.
And it doesn't end with like one of them murdering everybody because their old ways kind of
ends. Yeah, that's sort of the take of the movies. People can never change or grow.
Love it.
And no one is redeemable. It's sort of the takeaway.
I love it. I think that's more movies should be bold enough to have that message.
That nothing matters.
Nothing matters and people never change.
Oh, good. Yeah?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man. Wow.
And nothing ever will. And that's real. Nothing, nothing. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters. At all, at all, at all. Yo, the world is polluted, who cares? We're all gonna die in like 10 years. We all got microplastics in our blood so thick it's not lasting.
Yeah, we're gonna die. What's the point? Why should I even try? What's the point of making my bed? I'd rather shoot myself in the head. Ooh, what's the point? What's the point at all? What's the point? What's the point at all? What's the point? What's the point at all? Feeling so dang groovy when I come out of my favorite movie. They're telling me, why should I care? Time to kill everyone in the area.
Redemption is something from fairy tales. In the real world, people are not prepared. Everybody trying to kill each other. I would even try to kill my brother.
I remember reading Harry Potter. When I finished with the plot and the others, then I remembered that the story of the book is never take a second look. Leave the orphan under the stairs. Let the bad guy win the game. Never change, never change, never, never change. Leave everything the same.
Matilda should have never left her parents, and that's a fact. If she never left, then she would be stuck in the same place she was at.
There's no point in changing. Leave things as they are.
Just as they
the
are.
The hero of the Lion King was Scar. What's the point? 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 Drink another beer and smoke another joint.
Why?
What's the point? What's the point? What's the point? What's the point?
Yeah. Everybody's so concerned with death while I'm over here trying to smoke my meth. Go ahead and shoot it right in my veins. Baby, I don't know what you're saying.
What you're saying? Why does it matter?
Nah.
Why don't I just jump off of a building and splatter? Why don't I just serve up my head on a platter? Serve it to you, cause nothing matters.
Nothing matters at all.
I'm
having a ball. Nothing matters at all.
And I'm having a ball. Yeah. I am not that pissed. Tales from a motherfucking nihilist. Yeah, I can get the gist. Nothing matters at all at the end of the list.
I would rather just stop trying. I would rather just stop trying.
Ever since we were born, we're slowly dying. I would rather
stop trying. That's a positive song for the kids out there.
Yeah, that one goes out to the children of New York City.
Yeah, the children all over the world, specifically in New York City.
This one goes out to children all over the world in New York City.
Yeah.
But that's why I don't really like movies that, like, the takeaway is that there is no point.
Yeah,
I always
that's
think,
fair.
Like, I don't really love a Coen Brothers film.
Oh,
because
really?
Often the take at the end of those is like, well, everything was fucked up and people died. And that's, like, the whole take.
That's funny. You know, I don't get that from those movies. I get that these specific people fucked up. I don't get from those movies, unless now maybe with a little bit of like thinking about it, but I'm thinking of like specifically No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
No Country for Old Men was just that particular situation was fucked and it was trying to understand like a criminal's mindset. And I think it was saying sometimes you can't, but that story closed. It wasn't like, well, that guy's still out there and that guy could be anybody. I didn't feel like it was trying to say that.
Never seen it?
You never seen it?
I know.
Oh my gosh. Well, at the end, you'll love this part. No. Anton Chigurh.
No. Wow. Oh, I love saying to someone, oh, you haven't seen it? Oh, you'll love this.
You'll love this.
At the end of the movie, Harry Potter wins.
He does, believe it or not.
He defeats the evil.
The version I saw is him and Voldemort end up working it out, and they open up a bookstore for other kids.
Sorry, you watched the porn parody.
That's how the porn ends?
Yeah.
The dicks make sense now. I was like, I thought there was wands in here.
No, they wave.
My gosh. That's on me. Honestly, that's on me for not reading
the
cover.
What's the last comic book movie you've seen, Jack?
Well, of course. I mean, we're taping this at the beginning of August, and Deadpool and Wolverine just came out.
Yeah.
Which is like, everybody was looking toward this movie. I mean, they say it in the marketing, you know, Deadpool is Marvel Jesus. He's trying to resurrect the whole Marvel universe, metaphorically, of course. And does it do that? I don't know. Did it make a crap ton of money? Yes.
It did?
Do you know how much money it's made so far? It's been out for 2 weekends. Over $800 million.
How much did it spend?
That's worldwide.
Yeah.
I think the budget was something like $200 million.
Wow. So that's a win.
So it's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
People are seeing it. And I will say this. This is kind of a hot take. As someone who saw the movie twice.
Wow.
It's not a movie. It is not a movie. It's a whole lot of fun. I had so much fun watching it. Is it a movie?
So much as like a long corporate advertisement?
You know, I couldn't even say corporate advertisement. It's
or just like a sketch.
It feels like a series of sketches. It almost feels like a series of like vignettes. Mm. There is a through line. I'm not trying to like say that. I'm being somewhat facetious, but it's kind of like, you know, beginning, middle, and end is like a very, very loose, but you do have fun watching like the adventures of Deadpool and Wolverine. You like seeing the banter, you like seeing the fun fight scenes, but like the central villain, weak. What's the motivation? Like, I do this a lot with my friends who love comic book movies and comic books and stuff too. As a lifelong comic book fan, I understand that the medium has inherent silliness, right? I'm not asking for the Sing Sing of comic book movies. I understand it. But sometimes you want a little more meat on the bones.
Yeah.
And I often ask myself, usually the marker of a good comic book movie versus a bad one is, what did the villain want?
Right.
What did that villain want? What did they want?
Right.
And why did they want that?
Yeah.
And this was one where I was like, what did that villain want?
Like the whole movie, you're like, what did that dude want?
Well, it was kind of like, especially, you know, the third act in most movies is the climax is there.
Right.
You gotta rush to solve whatever the problem is. And in Marvel movies, the formula is very much, and now the villain is about to get what they want. And I was just like, why do you want that? Well, I don't understand. It just felt like, oh shit, we're this part of the movie? We better get that villain to get what they want. But it's like, why? Why do you want that?
This is a movie you like.
It's a movie I like, baby. I love this movie. It's a lot of fun. Actually, I wouldn't say I love it. I really liked it. I don't want to go all the way with it, but I would definitely
get to third base. What's a movie you think had a really good villain want? I mean, obviously Thanos is a good one.
I love Black Panther. Those are the two that I was going to say.
Oh, sorry.
Like Black Panther.
But
right?
What about like outside of the Marvel Universe?
Outside of the Marvel Universe. Well, it's tough. Like, who's the actual villain? Oh, Hans Lander in the Christoph Waltz character in Inglourious Basterds. Have you seen Inglourious Basterds?
No.
Philip J.
I try not to watch adult movies.
You try not to? I was like, Sing Sing's adult.
No, I don't know why. I just haven't seen it.
I think
Nazi hunting's a good idea.
I'd argue that Inglourious Basterds might be Tarantino's best.
Yeah, I'm not a big Tarantino guy either. We talked about this one time.
Right.
I'm more of a Spielberg than a Tarantino.
That's right, we did. Like the hope and wonder. That movie's great.
I think it was because when I was 17, I watched, what's the Tarantino film with where he cuts off the ear?
Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs. I watched that like freshman year of college.
Yeah.
I was like sitting with six other dudes this like tiny couch in someone's dorm room.
Yeah.
And they're all like, yeah, there's fucking rocks. And I'm like, what is this? I just felt deeply like disassociated from the movie. I was like, this is really violent. And why does anybody want to do any of these things?
To be fair, I'm not the biggest fan of Reservoir Dogs. I think that's a... that's a bad entry point into the Tarantinoverse.
Oh, okay.
I think Pulp Fiction is the greatest intro.
Yeah,
into
I've seen
it.
That and I liked it.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think that, I mean, Inglourious Basterds just has a lot. It's got an epic scale. There's amazing actors. There's Fassbender, Christoph Waltz, Brad Pitt's great in that movie.
I like that.
There's a lot of great stuff. But yeah, Christoph Waltz is just a fantastic bad guy. He's a Nazi and he's the, so it sounds so crazy to say, but people who've seen it know what I'm talking about. But he's incredibly charismatic,
yeah.
And you hate him.
Yeah.
You hate him to your core, and you just can't wait to see his demise.
We don't get any charming Nazis anymore.
I know. What's with that?
What's with that?
Come on.
Where are all the charming Nazis? Ooh. They're only in movies.
They're only in, well, we're living on in a West Coast bubble. That's probably why we don't know
probably
that.
Seeing, there's probably charming Nazis all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm probably friends with one or two. I just don't know it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm sure, like, is that in a movie yet? Like a charming, extreme right-wing guy who just wants to make America what it once was, or
I mean,
if not even better.
I think we're living through that, dude. An extremely charming...
Is a charming, though.
Maybe 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Now he's more like incoherent.
He feels like such a... he's a very... Speaking of comic book villains, he's a comic book villain, man. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
He never shocks me anymore.
I know. Isn't it crazy our capacity to be shocked?
Yeah.
We haven't seen each other in so long.
Yeah, there's been a lot that went down.
That has happened. Political assassination on the president.
Wow.
New Democrat.
Attempted.
Political assassination attempt on the president. Yeah. What did I say?
You just said assassination.
Oh.
At least, you know, you got to throw an attempt in there because they were not successful.
You're right. Political assassination attempt on the former president.
Yeah.
And
he had that really rockin' rapping
cool
on his ear.
Yeah, yeah. And then it turned out it wasn't the bullet. It was like a little piece of shrapnel or something.
Well, I mean, I've also heard.
Conspiracy
theories. There's so many things going down.
Crazy.
I heard that the FBI confirmed that it was a billet.
Oh, yeah?
A billet? It was a billet.
Yeah, I've heard all sorts of crazy stuff about it.
What did you hear?
Oh, I've heard like all sorts of conspiracies about the Trump assassination attempt.
I've heard some crazy stuff about the attempt myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like...
I heard the guy that did it was a ghost. He came back from the grave to do the most. I heard him in the underworld boast. I nearly hit the president and made him toast.
Wow. I heard that he was an alien. Not the kind from Mexico, but space, my friend. The kind that you would find on Mars. The kind of alien that spits hard bars.
Spits hard bars, yeah. You know he got it.
Mm.
Yeah. He straight up had it in a locket. All the things he was gonna say. Yeah, you won't regret it when you hear all the crazy things that I researched on Reddit. I heard that he, no clothes. The guy that shot him,
no clothes. I heard that that guy only had two toes. The guy that shot him, yeah, only two toes.
Only two toes, one on each foot. Big toe. Now you know where these conspiracies go. Hot damn. When you find out Uncle Sam was the one behind this, you'll be like, God damn.
Yeah, yeah, I'd be like, God damn. Oh, I heard the attempted shooter was somebody who always spits bad slurs. Also that he was a time traveler.
Straight from 1841 with a sharpshooter. Yeah. That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
The guy that shot him was having too much fun. The guy that shot him actually shot him with the laser gun.
The guy that shot him actually shot him with a Peabody Award. Pew 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 pew.
Yo, but the truth, son, will actually make you giggle. Not the right or the left. Who shot him was from the middle.
From the middle, yeah. Straight up in bliss. He got shot by a motherfucking centrist. But only if he'd had center aim would we be changing the entire political game. But instead, he hit the right. The right side of his head was what he liked.
Right. Watch out for roofs, son.
Yeah, President Trump is now deeply afraid of roofs.
As he should be. They're scary. Have you ever seen a roof collapse? That shit is terrifying.
Yeah, wild how much news has happened since last I saw you. Just
man,
crazy.
I mean, that whole attempt, I mean, that, and I'll admit, I know it's not politically correct to say, and now I feel a little bit different, but when it first happened, I was like, this is a setup, this was a setup, and I know both sides, right and left, thought it was a setup, but for different reasons.
Yeah. And, a psyop.
Yeah, but now I'm kind of thinking like, nah, I don't know, I think that actually happened now. But,
I think it 100% happened.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you would, I understand why people thought it was a setup, because it was like, it happened really fast, and there was that moment when he was like, it just seemed like he was a little too cool under pressure, it was a little too, like, photo op, but I just think Trump's cool, dude.
Man, okay, strike that from the record.
He's so cool, dude.
Trump's fucking awesome. I mean, he's cool. I mean, he's, like, chill.
He's just so chill.
He's got, like, mad aura, you know?
Oh, man. I can't keep up. Plus 1,000 aura.
Yeah, dude. Sigma is fuck, actually. He's skibbity toilet, that Trump. There's, like, people are like, man, they're old.
Yeah, they're ancient.
They don't get it. Yeah, I thought that was crazy. But how everything kind of developed also made me feel like, oh, I mean, post assassination attempt was like, ah, I think this was real. But I will say, I thought it was very hilarious how, like, the ear wrapping
became like a meme, or the people were doing it to themselves.
Yeah, people were doing it to themselves. I was like, wow, this is like, you can't write this stuff. Like, people would see this. People are going to look back in history books and be like, for real? Like,
yeah, that was weird.
And when Hulk Hogan spoke at the RNC, did you see this?
Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan, like,
the former
pro wrestler. You missed this. Are you fucking with me?
No.
Oh,
I'm not fucking
God.
With you. Can you sort of describe
okay,
me
you're
what
fucking
I'm
with
not.
Me.
I'm not. I'm not. I swear I'm not.
But he was just like, the next president is going to be my hero, my best friend, oh, President Trump. And he, like, rips his shirt like it used to in wrestling promos from the 80s. It was hilarious. It felt like a bit. It was outrageous.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. You got to look up clips. It's unreal.
Honestly, though, you know what the most interesting upcoming thing has been is JD Vance.
Oh, man, yeah. He's been making fans left and right.
Yeah, with the fucking, do you know about
the cat thing?
The couch.
Oh, the couch?
You don't know about JD Vance and the couch?
I don't think I do. Oh, my God.
There's a story around town about a man named J.D. Vance. Apparently the man likes to take off his pants and get down all around town with a couch. Yeah, likes to use his penis and his mouth. J.D. Vance fucked a couch. He fucked a couch.
J.D. Vance fucked a couch. He fucked a couch.
I swear that I am not making this up. This is in the news, dude. J.D. Vance fucked a couch. He fucked a couch.
All those childless women better get on and get out, 'cause my man J.D. Vance is about to fuck this couch.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll tell you without fail, fucking couches is just what we do on the Appalachian Trail.
My, oh my, I've heard of fucking an American pie, but I've never heard of a J.D. Vance streaking it in the couch's eye.
Stick it in the couch's eye, yeah, I'm tushing. Give me that couch's tush in the cushion. And soon enough I'll be pushing, pushing pins inside of that cushion.
Oh my, he must be paid, 'cause inside that couch he's finding way more than just change. let me tell you now.
Silver dollars, pennies too. Get that change, put it up in you. Get that change, put it up in you. Put it up in
put
you.
It up in
I said J.D. Vance fucked the couch.
He fucked the couch. J.D. Vance fucked the couch. He fucked the couch.
This might not be technically true, but it's what we're singing about.
J.D. Vance fucked a couch.
Motherfucker, he fucked a couch.
And the couch really liked it. The couch thought it was swell.
The couch said, come over anytime, send me straight to hell. I'm a sinful couch for you, J.D. I love the way you make me feel.
Ooh-wee.
Pale your hands all over my pleather and we'll make it so fucking real.
The couch never seen a penis that big. The couch was like, oh my. The couch said it, put it again right on my couchly eye.
This couch has a lot of eyes. What are you gonna do? if you want, you can be like JD and fuck a couch too.
Oh, JD, fuck the couch.
JD, fuck the couch.
JD, fuck the couch.
JD, fuck the couch.
He fucked the shit out of this couch. Fuck the change out of this couch. Fuck the lean out of this couch. What in that couch is I?
Yeah, now I say. Pours a glass of rosé before he gets in there. It's not fair, he's not allowed inside a Wayfair. They won't let him near many of these nearby JCPenney's, cause there are couches on the floor and they say we don't want any more.
JD is filled with joy, but you won't see JD near a lazy boy. He's a straight man.
He's gotta be active. Active on the couch. He says, let me use my dick in your couch pussy and also my mouth.
Oh, JD, fuck the couch.
I swear this was real. I don't know where this came from. And
that is outrageous.
To be clear, I'm not condoning like this awful like political rumor, and it's so weird and specific. But it's so funny, and I don't feel that bad because he's so weird.
I mean, man.
And he's, like, politically, I mean, he's just an incredibly intolerant person. So I don't feel that bad about, like, propagating a rumor about a fucking fascist. You know what I mean?
Fair enough. And hey, it made a hell of a song. Some would say the song to close out the summer.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Well, good night, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
And when you look at your couch tonight, keep away from those sinful thoughts.
Ooh, and try to stay away from that couch's eyes.
Bye.
Bye.
JD,
fuck the couch.
JD, fuck the couch. Wow. All right, I'll stop this down. Incredible.
That was really funny. What a great song to end on.
I swear that's true.
God, that's so funny.
Like, Google JD Vance couch.
That is so, I don't know how I missed that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the